And Mr. Dickerson, would you come up, please?
The thickness of the pile of papers I brought up here has really to do with the brevity of the report I'm going to make. I really like to focus most of my time with you answering your questions to the extent that I can. I'm Scott Dickerson. I'm the Executive Director of Coastal Mountain Land Trust. We're a land conservation organization that conserves working farms and forests, wildlife habitat, scenic vistas, access to water, access to trails, and natural lands throughout the western side of Penobscot Bay. I participated in this process from the beginning of what has been acronymed now as CIPI, the Sears Island Protection, Sears Island Planning Initiative. And I want to just take a moment to emphasize the character of that particular process. This is a group of more than 40 representatives of industry, of transportation interests, of town officials, state agencies, just general community groups, conservation organizations, a very broad array of people who have had long interest in Sears Island from around the state and locally. We spent about 18 months in a very intensive analysis of documents, information, thoroughly evaluated all the options from conservation through development of a port. It was not casual, and it was not always fun. There were the intense negotiations, intense disagreements at times. It was not always a pretty process, but it did come to a consensus agreement, amazingly enough. In many of our perspectives, I don't think we imagined we would get there. 38 of those 40-some people signed on to that agreement. Representatives from all sides of the table agreed to that consensus agreement. And from that agreement came the directive to form the Joint Use Planning Committee to bring forth to you recommendations about how to implement that agreement. And that's what you have before you in the final report. I guess we've used up all of our negative energy, in a sense, in the Sears Island Planning Initiative process, because the Joint Use Planning Committee actually proceeded with a very clear mission, and maybe that's why we work so effectively, towards the recommendations that you have before you. We divided the baby. As you can see from the maps in the plan, the outcome of our work was to determine a 600-acre area that could be in conservation, in a 330-acre area that could be for future port development. That was one of the key difficult hurdles throughout our process, was determining first, should that be done, and second, how. And when we did that, we then moved on to the drafting of the conservation easement to be held by Maine Coast Heritage Trust if you approve this process. That conservation easement allows for the potential development of a small portion of the island with a small set of buildings for environmental education, management and maintenance of the conservation land, and taking care of the resources on the property. About a year before the Sears Island Planning Initiative started, a group of parties interested in the island and the future of the island engaged various consultants to do a study of exactly what has now come to be proposed here. We were interested not only in how this might be planned as conservation land, but also what would be the economic impact to the community. Through our study, which was done by Charles Lawton of Planning Decisions, and was peer-reviewed by, Catherine O'Reilly, who's a state economist with the Sears Island Planning, with the State Planning Office, peer-reviewed this study, and Professor David Vail also peer-reviewed the study. So it was not something we came up with one night in our imaginations. The capital investment of the improvements on this conservation land through this analysis will amount to about $1.1 million. We expect this, after the analysis of use of state parks in Western Penobscot Bay, we expect to see around 20 to 25,000 visitors annually to this conservation land. Camden Hill State Park, you may know, gets about 160 to 200,000 visitors a year as a nearby park. There are other smaller parks that receive smaller levels but are concomitant with the size of 20-some thousand visitors. The economic activity to be generated by those visitors will represent about $1.7 million in annual economic activity in the Upper Penobscot Bay region. And through our study, I will say that we estimated that there would be up to 6 staff people involved in management of this conservation land. And some of them would be employed by what you see in your documents as the management entity, so-called. That would be the entity that manages the facilities and the environmental education program and maintains the conservation land. That is to put some numbers to what James was talking about a few moments ago about economic activity for the town of Cedar Fork and the Upper Penobscot Bay area. I think I'll conclude simply by saying that we've seen 4 years of stalemate on this island. When I came to Maine as an adult in the early 1970s, we'd already gone through one rather brutal public process trying to determine the future of that island and its use. We've seen many since then. This was an opportunity to come to an answer to that, to get some clear guidance towards the future about the future uses of Sears Island, which is supposed to be beneficial to the immediate area and immediately to the state of Maine. So I'd like to take questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Dickerson. Questions for me, Mr. Dickerson? I'll start with Representative Thomas.